You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hey, y'all.
Miss Tanae.
Hey.
Oh, God. And Miss C.
Hello there.
You know she's just acting like that because she played hooky from work.
I know. Right. You said she was late all that week, so she just played hooky today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called improvement.
We got you. All right, so let's start off with Bobby Valentino. Have y'all heard the latest about Bobby Valentino?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's the R&B singer. You remember Bobby Valentino, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't never too much cared for Bobby Valentino. Just, you know, not my...
He the one sing the birthday song or something?
Know. No, he sings Slow Down.
I have no idea. Anyway... Supposedly, there's a video that's floating around the internet about him. Supposedly, he had relations with a transgender female prostitute, okay, and left without paying.
That didn't look like him to me. Well,
the video shows the person following in behind him, videotaping him, calling his name, saying things like, "Oh, you just gonna leave without paying me, Bobby Valentino? This is Bobby Valentino. Are you gonna leave without paying me, Bobby Valentino?" It's him.
Yeah, he left his shoes.
I seen like the side view, and then you know he was covering his face up with his coat.
He was,
and then he took off running.
But you know the thing that gets me about that, the reason why I really don't feel like it. It's true. This is my first time.
Getting ready to tell you why I know it's true.
But, I mean, they don't have to pay.
What do you mean?
You have
to pay prostitutes.
Yeah, but they don't have to get a prostitute.
Yes, they do, because any old girl won't do the things that they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why people hire prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Because they
wife won't do and stuff?
No, like rough. Like some women ain't doing rough.
Well, some women like rough.
Well, maybe
it's
you don't know those
them.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
Like being tied up. Like that's why they do prostitutes.
Some people like being tied up.
Golden showers.
Eric Lee, you sound like you have a lot of experience with this topic. You know,
prostitute? No,
I mean,
he
did get excited.
I've never had to pay a prostitute.
We didn't say
what I'm saying is that that's why a lot of men hire them. They like some of them like for them to dress up.
Like on Queen Sugar,
mm-hmm.
I paid you to do what my wife wouldn't do.
Exactly.
Who was that?
The husband was cheating the whole time.
Yes.
You remember she had a video recording of their conversation, and he said, "I pay you to do what my wife won't do."
You talking about Charlie's husband?
Yes.
Ex-husband.
Really?
That's what made her give the girl the money.
That is correct. That's right. Well, but that's the reason. So, look, his rep said that the singer adamantly denies that the person he hooked up with was a prostitute, and didn't deny it was a transgender.
Right. Okay.
But
that it wasn't him.
But denied that it was a prostitute, and says he's now being extorted after the person filming realized who he was.
Well, she knew who he was when she was walking behind him calling his full name.
So here is what the rep said. Misrepresentation and deception were maliciously used to target Valentino. During the encounter, Valentino was victimized and threatened by acts of extortion, which continued after his departure was captured on video. So what they're saying is that he went up to the room not knowing it was a transgendered, not knowing it was a man. Okay. And then when things were going, the person whipped out the camera. And they're trying to say that then, like, demanded money. And
are you saying during the act?
They didn't say during the act, but
that's what
he had his shoes off. He had his. I mean, I'm just.
And what? What else?
He was getting ready to do the do.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so that don't mean he did it.
Well, it doesn't mean he didn't.
They didn't say he did it.
Right. They didn't say he did. They said that during the encounter, Valentino was victimized and threatened by acts of extortion. So they're trying to say that what happened was when he might have gotten naked, he pulls out the camera and says, "If you don't give me some money, I'm a man, And if you don't give me money, I'm going to, you know, show this.
And I would have said, transgender be really looking like born
Let
females.
Me tell y'all something. I know, I told y'all about the two I met in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
There is no way. There's no way.
You can
no
tell.
Way you could tell that it used to be a man. No way at all.
Does Laverne seem like?
Laverne looks like a man. Oh, sorry. Oh, Jesus. But no, Laverne to me.
Not to me.
Laverne Cox to me looks like a man. I mean, not, she looks mm-hmm. like that. She, I
okay,
can
you
tell
keep saying she.
He, whatever, looks like that.
It was a man.
It was a man.
I don't think so. I think she's gorgeous.
I do. What do you think, Ronnie B?
I don't know who Laverne is.
On the
Orange is the
Orange
New Black.
Is New Black.
I told you I've never seen that.
I've never seen it either, but Laverne Cox is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a what, man that used to be
well,
a woman?
Well, he's gone through the entire, hasn't he had the sex change?
I don't think
I
so.
I think Laverne Cox is total woman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I wonder what they do.
What they do? What are you talking about?
About the sex thing.
They
peel it.
I'll tell you what they do. They split your penis and they push it back up in you to make a canal.
And fold the thing to make.
What in fresh water seafood trout?
It's true.
Wait a minute. Okay.
It's true. That's what they do.
So imagine a hot dog.
That's what I heard they do.
And they cut it.
They and slice they it and then they
peel the skin. It. Peel the skin back.
Well,
right,
I heard they push it back up in you to make a canal.
Okay. But then the some made from the skin. No,
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Maybe they don't
I
have
saw
lips.
It on TV something.
I don't know anything about maybe that. But that's what I heard the operation entails. So
that hurt and I only had
well,
one.
You know, Bobby, we wish you, you know, the best.
But what about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, Snoop, yeah.
What?
Saying that Bobby should have came to him and talked to him about it. And we all like, okay, Snoop, what does that mean?
Right. Like, what? Like, yeah. Like,
they might be close.
Like, what? Like, maybe I could have gave you some tips as to how not get caught up.
Or how to tell.
Uh-oh, maybe so. Maybe.
Because, you know,
he's
been around for a while.
Maybe so. Now, let's talk about Usher. What's going on with Usher?
Is that true?
Yeah.
The girl said that she went and got a test. And she is definitely positive.
And it's only one girl that's saying it?
For now, there's only one girl saying it.
So my internet wasn't working at home. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to click on the picture where he's laying in the hospital bed.
Yeah, I
on
saw
Facebook.
That.
Oh, really?
What is it?
I think that's something else.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Usher has not come out. He has not come out and made any statement about it. So, you know, we don't know if it's true or
what
not.
What was that about? The girl was paid. That's so not from Usher.
No, she ain't paid. He ain't paid her yet. She was suing for $10 million at first because it was rumored that he had it. And then when she found out about it, she upped it to $20 million.
Once she got tested.
And
but
it came back.
Is he denying being with her?
He has not said anything about it. I don't think he's made a statement about it.
Isn't this the girl that his wife, she was in their wedding?
Yeah.
That I don't know. I don't know about that.
So if he has it, does the wife
Well,
have
see,
it?
That's what everybody is asking. Now, he's
oh, she
left
said,
that
don't
wife.
Be coming on her page asking nothing about
Usher. He's left that wife a long time. Those children are like, what, 13 years old, right? They're like kind of up there. Yeah. But, so
well,
he
has
the wife
them,
in a
right?
while. Yeah.
I thought you couldn't get herpes unless they had an outbreak.
I don't know. It's kind of different for a man
right?
because, like, how do you, like, what's the symptoms of a man? You know, like, you know, visually.
I think it's like cold sores.
Well, are cold sores?
Well, they say
herpes
all cold,
simplex one.
Yeah, all cold sores are that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know.
Yeah, she's been going ham.
She's had
the wife.
She had sex with him without a condom because she even said it. I read, she said we had unprotected sex. And sometimes that's what happens to you when you have.
Were they in a relationship?
I don't know.
That's the one that the wife was fussing with
him
about.
What's wrong with these people that have
know.
All this money having unprotected sex
it just goes
with just
to show
random
you,
people?
It just goes to show I mean, you that money doesn't, you know, money doesn't.
Okay, so don't get like mad Mary when Jane. They come and say, hey, I'm pregnant or I need some money.
Okay.
You know that Mary Jane had an actual in-home test.
Yeah, she did.
Why not do that?
Yeah, she did.
What about a studying Mary Jane?
Watch it. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth talking about Mary Jane
Did you
Paul.
See their wedding?
Who?
The wedding.
Oh, the real wedding. Yeah, I saw.
Who cares?
I'm not a wedding person. I don't really go gaga over weddings.
I don't like when she talk outside of her mouth.
She's real hood.
She cannot help it.
She's hood.
I know it. I know she can't help
it. Speaking of which, are you watching Being Mary Jane?
No.
Who
cares? I'm not watching anything. You know what?
Wait a minute. Is it back?
Yes, it's back. It's been on for...
I haven't had cable in 2 weeks, and I am going crazy.
Well, you don't have strap, do you?
I have no cable. No. Well, they're supposed to be coming out tomorrow. I have no cable. I have no internet. I have nothing. My telephone bill is about to be sky high because I've been playing games and everything up there with no Wi-Fi.
Well, now you need to take this time to get in touch with yourself.
I have.
Get in touch with yourself.
I feel like I'm in a padded wall or something. And then my daughter just sitting there just talk all night. Just
anyway.
I can imagine that.
We be on our way home. Mama, did her car break down? just be riding by seeing random people. Do they drive for a moving company? I said, if you ask me one more question, I'm going to hit you right in your throat. It don't make no sense. Just talking.
I did hear that this morning.
She's inquisitive.
No, you just She's bored. Count your fingers.
And wants to know.
And if you get bored, take your shoes off and count your toes. It don't make no sense. And like my son hasn't even stayed in the house since we haven't had any Wi-Fi or internet. So, you know, she's bored. She was like, I miss my brother. Well, call him. Tell him. You know, I love my daughter dearly, but if I have to sit through one more, we have looked at Breaking Dawn 3 nights in a row.
Oh, did you bring my CDs
and
back?
You should.
My DVDs.
I have not.
You better not have given her my Breaking Dawn.
No, it's the bootleg copy because stuff is moving.
And it's mine, and I wonder how did you get it?
I saw
that. Yes, I saw it.
No, that is the same DVD that we got from the same person that we always buy DVDs from.
First of all, it is sacrilege that you would watch any Twilight on a bootleg.
I didn't know it was bootleg.
But you still watch it.
look at that.
But you halfway through the movie and then a head pop up. What you supposed to do, jump up and cut
That's
it off?
That's why I can't do bootleg movies. Do it.
What is going on?
I can't do them. I can't do a bootleg movie at all. I mean, will not watch.
Edward looks gray on the on the movie.
Well, we know he's pearl. He's pearl. In real life, so yeah, you got a bootleg.
One more day. They'll be there tomorrow. One more day.
So Floyd Mayweather was dating a woman by the name of Chantel Jackson. You heard about this story?
No. Nope. Oh. Yeah, that's
Nelly's girlfriend.
Nelly's girlfriend.
Is it? I was trying to figure out who she was.
Nelly's girlfriend?
Yes, the one who's been on all his shows. That's who he in a relationship with right now.
Yep.
Well, they abruptly broke up and no one knew the reason why.
He was
tagging that head.
Chantel came out and said it was because of his temper. And we do know that Floyd Mayweather has a bad temper.
I've never heard that.
He's short, too.
I've never heard that. Yeah, that's why.
And that she said that she was always on a constant emotional roller coaster with him. Well, at first, Floyd was silent about it. He wouldn't even talk about it. He wouldn't even talk about the situation. Well, now that has changed. Let me tell you what this.
Yeah, because he got fired.
Little short man.
Let me tell you what he did. He went to social media and posted a sonogram picture of twins. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fetuses, like in the, well, you know how women go get a sonogram. Yeah. Twins. Then he posted a medical record showing that she aborted the babies.
What?
This girl, Chantel, and said, that's the reason why we are not together.
Okay. But he had to go outside her head.
But first of all, that's illegal.
Was she still going with no. Nelly?
I don't know.
This happened. Then her and Nelly been together for a couple of years now, at least a year or two.
Well, first of all, he can get in all kinds of trouble
releasing
posting
her medical
people's
stuff.
Medical records on the internet
and her information and stuff.
And
is
her,
out there.
It's her name. You clearly see it. And I guess he's like, look, you want to talk about why we broke up, and you want to really lie. So he's saying that was the reason why they broke up. I mean, that's a terrible thing to do to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Even if you was going to have an abortion, like, you should have at least told him, like, hey, nothing you can do change my mind.
But you know what?
Why go through the chains of having a sonogram and all that and to know what it is?
See?
I mean, if people are going to do that, Do it the first when you find out. So like,
well, you don't know if she was planning on keeping it, and she got tired of him knocking upside her head.
Exactly. See,
you don't know emotionally what that girl went through, and he might have caused her to lose him. Or
no, she aborted them.
That might be the reason.
I think maybe she got tired. She finally said, "You know what? I can't be with this man, having children by him.
Being tired of him for 18 years.
And I think that's probably why she did it. I don't know for sure. I don't know, Chantel.
Because she seems like a very pleasant girl with Nelly.
Well, you know, he paid, Floyd paid for, he showed a before picture of her surgery and then after her plastic surgery.
When Nelly says thank you.
On her face.
Mm-hmm. On where?
Mm-hmm. I think it's his Instagram.
Before, after he beat her up.
His Instagram.
How'd she look before? Nice.
She was okay, but she's gorgeous now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Floyd, Nelly said thank you.
Right. Nelly need to go back to, what's her face?
She's married. Ashanti.
Yeah, and she have a baby.
No, she is not.
Yeah, she did marry that guy.
Ashanti?
Yes. Ashanti got married.
To who?
I don't know.
Look it up.
I don't know. But we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It. She's a bad man with him. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man with him. Just as fine as she can be. Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown of good attention. She's poetry in motion. Beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's real. She's strong. Oh, she's tight. Got all the curves of manlife. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us in the studio with Ronnie V, Tanae, and Miss C. So, yeah, talking about Floyd Mayweather. I think that was a terrible thing. But I think you're right.
You never know.
I think that what she probably said was maybe she was going to keep it. And then she said, I can't be with you. I can't stay with you. And then I bet you.
And be tired of you for 18 years.
Yeah, I bet you that's what it was. Anyway, so this interesting article I saw about the CEO pay and how it is 271 times more than what their typical worker makes.
What?
Can you imagine the CEO of your company making 271 times more than you do?
I would sleep with him. I don't care if it was a man or a woman. God.
The CEO to worker pay ratio has been getting much more attention in recent years after a controversial measure was included in the Dodd-Frank Act. Now, the Dodd-Frank Act was by Obama, and what it does is it cuts down on, like, you remember when the housing market bust and stuff, and the lender people were driving up the cost and all that stuff. Well, that's what the Dodd-Frank bill is, and it's really to kind of take away from CEOs making that much. I mean, if your employees average make $30,000 a year, why are you making $30 million? That ratio is not right.
Who's making that?
Because the employees are making $30,000. That's why they make $30 million.
And that's the thing. That's what they're trying to cut down on. If your average staff member makes $30,000 a year, you should maybe. And I don't begrudge any CEO making good money.
At least $70,000.
Okay, well, they shouldn't be making $30 million and the average worker's making $30,000.
I would be the side chick. Okay. It doesn't matter. Office romance all over the building.
Mm. Are you serious?
You do that now.
Oh.
I don't work in an office. Okay.
I know. You be in a cooler.
You
in the cooler
do
on the
not
shelf.
Supposed
yep.
to
in the cooler
tell
on the
that Tanae.
In the cooler.
That was one time, okay?
In the freezer.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with my boyfriend, okay?
Mm-hmm. And that's why all the cucumbers now.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Uh-huh. 16-year-old Cruz Velasquez was trying to cross the border from Mexico into the United States. He was trying to smuggle liquid meth into the country, and he had it hid in, like, juice bottles, okay?
That's smart.
Who?
That is smart. And he was stopped by border police. on the video, you can see that the border police are questioning him, and you can see that they make him drink the concoction.
Oh, no, they wouldn't have made me drink nothing.
They make him drink, and he takes several drinks of it.
Four. Well, if you don't want to be caught.
Now, exactly. Now, some are saying that they knew what was in the bottle. They knew it was drugs. Yeah. And they made him drink it anyway.
They suspected that it was. So that was still out of order.
They knew. They knew what it was. Yeah. You can see the officers kind of looking at each other and smiling while he's taking sips like it's a game, like it's funny.
Lawsuit. You don't got to worry about that crystal meth. You finna get paid.
He takes four sips, and within minutes, the boy was sweating profusely and shaking as his blood pressure rose, and he was quickly unable to stand. You can actually see him stumbling down. He then began to convulse on the floor, screaming in pain. He was taken into custody now before being rushed to the hospital, handcuffed to a gurney where he died.
16 years old.
16 years old.
In school.
Died. The officers have not been fired or reprimanded for their actions.
Mm-hmm. And you can see them on camera.
You can see. You can see it.
Telling him to do
it. And they laugh and they look at each other and they kind of, you know, smile. They knew that what was in that that was drugs. They knew it. Mm-hmm. His family filed a lawsuit in a federal Californian court and settled for $1 million in March.
Absolutely.
I know, $1 million. But see, I don't know, but I'm guessing they said, well, you know what? He was trying to smuggle drugs.
It don't matter. You ain't going to make me take it. Well, a minor at that.
Okay, but even if they suspected, and after all this has happened, did they ever say exactly what was in the bottles?
Yes, liquid with meth.
They did say that afterwards.
Afterward, they tested it and it was lit. And they knew because they've seen it before. They knew. And it said that the drug cartel in Mexico is the one who forced him to do it.
$1 million now.
Yeah, $1 million is not enough, to be honest with you. But in Mexico, that is a lot.
Okay.
$1 million in Mexico is probably about 10 million of our dollars. Because, you know, their money is so much.
But they ain't over there. I mean, they ain't over here. They over here.
Right. So they get $1 million.
Yeah, just $1 million still. Yeah.
So, but that's terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Terrible. Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy,
Puffy,
took to Twitter and gave a shout out to all black women. He said, shout out to black women just because, ... The tweet quickly went viral, and some people were upset about it.
Why?
Saying things like he should have included all women in this tweet and not made it just about black women.
Well, he won't talk about all women.
But hold on now. Hold on now. Hold on now. This is what they said. What if a white celebrity tweeted, shout out to white women?
Okay.
Just because.
Shout out.
Y'all know good and well it would have been a firestorm.
No,
on
you don't know that. You can't make nobody get shout outs to people they don't want to get shout outs to.
I cannot. Y'all know that it would have been a firestorm if
not necessarily.
You know what the firestorm would have been?
No.
Who? If a black person would have said shout out to all white people.
Uh-huh.
Then hurricanes and tornadoes would have happened.
Yeah.
Oh, well, to the black community.
Whoever just don't have a life.
But is it true?
No.
You do not think that if a white celebrity says shout out to all white women just because, you don't think that would have been a firestorm on social media?
No.
I don't see why it would be.
I don't see why what he said was a firestorm.
So evidently, you think that it was.
It would have been.
Okay, but
an
why
uproar.
If we said no? Why would?
Because you know that it would have.
No, why?
You know that
what's
it would
have. What's the reasoning
behind
it? What would have been the reason?
Insecurity.
Because it would sound, you don't think it would have sound racist?
Nope.
No.
Suppose
if
a woman,
white and he dates white people.
Suppose a woman had got on there and said, shout out to all my baby's dad is just because.
That's a specific, because no. Everybody, that's a specific thing.
That's a specific thing.
Black women
is
black
specific.
Women.
All black women.
Yeah.
That's almost like saying shout out to all beautiful women.
And all white
women. All the ugly ones get mad.
That's right.
Okay, well, why would he have to say shout out to all women? Why would he have to say that?
First of all, he could have said what he wanted to say.
Right.
And he did.
But what I'm saying and what other people are saying is it would have been a firestorm on social media if a white person got on there and said shout out to all white women.
Keyword.
And everybody knows.
I mean, it's not going to happen. Puffy done dated all races. I mean, J-Lo, she's not black. He dated her. She broke his heart.
She
ain't wrote
white
a song
either.
About it. Cried. I mean,
she ain't white either.
Who hasn't dated J-Lo?
Yeah, I was about to say.
J-Lo's been
you
with
know, J-Lo.
Y'all need to stop being haters.
She's a major.
Need to stop being haters.
She's a major thought. Major
I mean,
thought.
Seriously, J-Lo.
How is she a thought?
J-Lo
it takes
is a
one
thought.
To know one.
What she doing?
Called Jenna from
doing?
The block.
Was
she, Jenny.
Jenny been on the block with multiple people at multiple times. Like
yes.
She's been in relationships and relationships.
Yes. Jenny, I mean,
Jennifer
from the Lopez has been
has
married.
Has been around the block
she's
several
been,
times.
She's been married a couple times.
Because you're hot.
It's
I'm
on
just
fire.
Saying.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying.
I don't understand.
I'm just
tail
saying.
Tail should be burned.
That's not right. Now, that's racist.
That where
racist.
Usher got it from.
That ain't racist. It's true. Every time she gets out of one relationship, it's a week or two, and she already
well,
hooked up.
Well, she don't like being
you know
alone. It's a lot of people don't like being alone.
They don't make
I
them
don't
thoughts.
I don't know how to be alone.
They don't make them thoughts.
Yes, it does.
Tish.
I'm still Bot. Jenny from the block.
Yeah. Jenny might not be
block.
A thought, but
Jenny
have thought its ways.
Matter of fact, Jenny's on the block.
She been throwing y'all it from the free throw line.
Y'all need to stop being like that.
Y'all
and
know
making
it's true.
Every basket.
Oh, Jenny from the block.
Y'all know it's true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go down to the block.
Jenny has been in relationships. She was in relationships with and she had relations with these
with
people.
I cannot. I cannot.
And that's what Jenny say.
Oh, no, she
some
don't
people
say,
be
I
lying.
Say,
some
I can.
People be
I
lying
can.
On her. Y'all don't know her. Y'all okay. don't know her.
We might not know her, but we know of her.
That's right.
What
you
would
know
she say?
Is Halle Berry
say?
A thought?
What would she say
not.
If she saw us?
I mean, Halle Berry done jumped from this person to that person.
Who
to,
has Halle Berry jumped?
I don't know them people's names.
Who
exactly.
has Halle Berry
whoever
jumped?
She's been with knows she's crazy.
Oh, now that?
Oh, yeah. She's crazy. She ain't fine.
Yeah.
She you ain't no bot,
y'all
though, but she
keep talking
hating.
About that movie, y'all.
Y'all hating
Kidnap.
J-Lo
I saw
dance.
That movie about 3 months ago.
Y'all hating because J-Lo can still dance, and y'all can't even bend down to pick up a piece of paper
first
without
of all,
breaking y'all back.
First of all.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how she's so great of a dancer, though.
Yeah,
she was.
I still don't know.
She just show a lot of meat, that's
the
all.
The Essence Awards
Jennifer
was very
Lopez,
good, and
she dances with her
she
hair.
She rocked it.
She dances with
who
her hair.
Who doesn't? Beyonce dances with her hair. She can't dance.
Watch it.
Beyonce dances with her hair, her neck.
Everything you done to her, she already done
y'all
to you.
Y'all need to stop being haters, okay? Okay? That's all I have to say. You need to stop being haters.
I'm just saying.
I'm just letting you know, Ronnie V, you're not going to be next on Jenny's list, okay? She went through all the hot dogs at the warm hamburgers, okay?
You know what?
You're not going to be next.
You know what?
You're not next.
You know what?
You're not next.
J-Lo is my friend. I talked to her last week, okay?
I told you. Birth of a feather flock together.
Well, tell her to stop being a thought if you talk to her. The next time
she's
you speak to her.
I'm bringing her to the show.
Bring
say
her
it to her face.
Bring her all.
And you know what she's going to tell you?
I'm
going to
have
say?
I'm going to have a bath. I'm going to have a bath
you know,
with
you. You know what she's going to say to you?
What's she going
to
say?
She's going to say, Eric Lee, get out my face. That's what she's going to say.
I'm going to have a bath, a good bath, hot soapy bath waiting for her mm-hmm. when she gets here.
Yeah, so you can join in. I know you want to. I know you want to.
Please. That girl. Anywho, we'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
She's a bad man without just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We had a fierce debate during the break about J-Lo.
No, we did not.
And most of us here will agree that J-Lo is a thought.
Because they jealous.
But Ronnie V, J-Lo's friend and confidant,
yeah, that's right,
says that she is not.
She is not a thought.
Okay, well, we'll see. Well, word on the street is that Beyonce is feeling a certain kind of way about her dad these days. So you know how fiercely private she and Jay-Z are. I mean, they're really, really private. Well, the daddy is telling all their business.
Well, how he find out?
He is telling all their business. When their twins were born, he was the first to tweet about it. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have a chance to tweet about it before the daddy starts to tweet about it. How you going to tweet about my churn before I do?
Because he the grandpappy. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Well, she has told him, shut up.
She going to hell.
And get out my face.
She going to hell. And you do not talk up to your parents like that. She's going straight to hell with gasoline drawers on.
She may not have said shut up like that, but she has asked him to stop telling their business.
Well, stop telling him.
Well, what about when Jay-Z did the thing? That was everything.
It's Jay-Z, though. He's the father. How you going to tweet about my churns before I tweet about them?
A proud
You
grandparent.
Were still recovering.
No. She doesn't like it. Everybody knows that Beyonce and Jay-Z are private.
You know what? The reason
you was calling me.
The reason why he did that is because this time she was actually pregnant. So
she was pregnant
the first
time.
No, she was.
So he actually knew.
No, do I need to mute you?
Yeah, she, mute both
you
of
know
them.
What? He actually knew that she had them.
Do I need to mute you?
Mute both of them. Mute
the first time.
For the one that she missed. That she missed.
First of all, her first pregnancy, she showed her stomach.
She most certainly
her first
did.
That
pregnancy.
Was a burrito. The one that she miscarried.
That was a burrito.
That was a whole full.
But
that was
Blue Ivory. Somebody else.
That was Chipotle and hot fries. Because I done had it before. Okay? Chipotle and hot fries. There was not a baby in her stomach. Chipotle and hot fries.
Yeah.
A deadly combination.
Speaking of babies. What about the girl from Dunn, North Carolina that faked her pregnancy just to get at her ex? She done had two baby showers, two gender reveal parties to get back at him.
What?
I ain't heard nothing about it.
I mean, all types of gifts. Double gifts from both sides.
I ain't heard nothing about
it. His name was Von Harris. I think he's from here. And I can't remember what her name was. Faked a whole pregnancy for 9 months. I mean, had ultrasound pictures. I don't know where she got them from. Had two baby showers, two gender reveal parties. I mean, even her family is mad with her. I mean, they done shut down her Facebook account.
Wait a minute.
She having a boy or girl?
And she said, I didn't really consider anybody else's feelings. I did this because he thought he could play me and get away with it. I mean, your family.
But how is faking a pregnancy hurting him?
Because he was happy. He wanted to get back together.
Oh.
He posting pictures of my baby girl. I mean, they got car seats and everything. I mean.
Well, they should have said, since I lost it, we back together.
Oh, no. She had.
See,
she
that was, wouldn't she sting.
Well,
that
you know, you can buy those stomach things and stuff. In
she had different humps, you know, for every month.
Yeah, you can buy them.
But her family did not know. Her family was
buying
her.
Well, she couldn't tell the family. It's somebody in there that
you
know
what?
Their
when I
mind.
Say they I feel have, like Miss C has done this before.
They have shut down.
Miss C didn't have to do it.
They have shut down her Facebook account.
As they should.
I mean, shut it down.
As they should.
And she looked like, even if she said she was pregnant, I'd have been like,
Wow.
I mean, because it's people that are in Raleigh that was like, oh my God, I feel so sorry for you, Vaughn. I mean, like, so he's from here.
Okay.
And she lives in Dunn. And she looked like it.
Well.
But, yes, I mean, a whole party, two of them, two
okay,
each.
Okay, what did he look like? He had to love her once he was being with her.
You know
you
what?
Don't have to love somebody to be with somebody.
I don't think that has anything to do.
Yeah, but she was saying that she wouldn't, if she did say that she was pregnant by whoever, they would be like, what? You know, evidently he saw something.
You're reaching.
Because you know what? Y'all trying to make it seem like it's just me. And I'm going to ask you this question. Y'all be honest. You are live on the air. Live.
Well, they're not live, but go on.
We ain't dead.
You ain't never seen like a very, very handsome man and a ugly woman or a very beautiful woman and an ugly man
all the time.
And you wonder, like, what?
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah,
the world.
Sure.
That'll make you feel bad that you even think that. Instead
yeah,
because
you got a friend that's like that. And every time and every time I see her with somebody, she's with some fine men.
You want to know why?
Because
she is J-Lo in it. That's why.
I just don't understand. And it made me feel bad when I first think about it.
To
like,
think that you think that
yeah,
way.
Like, yeah.
Well, you know what? Anytime I see any of my exes out, they're all downgrades. For me.
I mean, how many exes do you have tonight?
A lot.
She said,
J-Lo's friend.
She has a lot.
Yeah, that's why she hating on J-Lo, because her thoughtness is more, you know, public.
Nope.
Thoughtness is public.
Nope.
Billy Bush is coming back to TV.
Oh, good. I love him.
If y'all remember, he was fired from the Today Show because of the conversation he had with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Where Trump said that he grabs women by the vaginas. And Billy Bush got fired.
But the
fired.
Other word.
Yeah, he said the other word. Billy Bush got fired up from that because it was like he was egging
him
on.
Yeah.
He's got a new show coming, which hasn't been titled yet, but it's created by the people who run the Hollywood Reporter, which is like this entertainment magazine. So it's going to be something like Entertainment Tonight.
Somebody
Trump like Hollywood Access.
Yeah, like where he was on Access Hollywood before. Yeah. So I think it's going to be something like that. But I'm glad that he's coming back.
Me too.
I thought it was a little bit much for them to fire him. Mm-hmm. I really did. I thought it was a bit much for them to do that. But, you know, they said that, you know, they just wouldn't tolerate that. So, you know. But he's coming back. He's coming back. So, this next story, y'all, it's okay.
Eric Lee just got all the stories.
Okay, here we go. A woman by the name of Chastity Jones went on an interview with a company called Catastrophe Management Solutions in Mobile, Alabama. Okay. The HR rep that she was talking to, Janine Wilson, made a remark about her hairstyle. She has dreadlocks. Okay. She made a comment about her hairstyle in a private hiring meeting. So what I'm assuming is when she came the first time, she didn't have the dreads. But then when they called her back to probably sign the paperwork, she had dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Wilson told Jones, the HR lady told Jones, that the company would not hire her because of her dreadlocks and terminated the job offer.
What?
Jones then went to the EEOC because that's where you go when, you know, with discrimination. And they, the EEOC, took the company to court and said that what they did violated Chastity's civil rights.
And discriminated.
And was discrimination. They argued that dreadlocks are a racial characteristic that has been historically used to stereotype African Americans, which we do know that some black people have, white people have dreadlocks. I've seen white people with dreadlocks.
Yeah, a lot of dirty.
But typically, it's for black people, okay? The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed.
What?
It ruled that the company's race-neutral grooming policy wasn't discriminatory, and that traits in a person's appearance that are tied to their culture but are otherwise changeable were not protected. In other words, a person can be denied a job offer based on their appearance if the issue is something that can be changed.
Okay, I see that.
So meaning you got dreads, but you don't have to have dreads.
Right.
So you can actually change.
But you know you have to cut your hair, cut the dreads.
I guess it would depend on how.
It depends
how
on
much,
if they have dreads
right,
or twists.
Right.
Twists you can undo them, but dreads.
Right. Twists are not dreads.
Yeah.
Dreads is completely different, and you have to cut it or either wear a wig.
Well, you should have gave me some type of ultimatum or something. You can just go fire me all
over
again.
Well, see, I think the first time she went, she didn't have them. See, that's what I think happened because the first time I came, how do you not know I had dreads? How did you offer me the employment if you knew I had the dreads and you knew that the company
so
wouldn't
hire?
So
when she go Monday, they hired her Tuesday. She came back Wednesday with dreads?
Well, it's just like sometimes they got to do background checks. They got to do a whole lot of stuff.
It had to be a while.
Before you start.
Yeah. Well,
so it had to been a while. So now this has set a precedence. People don't understand how this is, that companies now can fire you and refuse to hire you because of something as simple as a hairstyle. Now that's something. That's really something.
Well,
because it's something you can change. Now, they couldn't discriminate against her because she was black or female, because you can't change that. But that hair, oh yeah, you can.
So oh, what if she'd have came in with skin head?
I don't know.
Well, you can change that too.
Yeah, you can wear a wig.
And she could have put a wig over her dress.
And they didn't say if they said, look, you're going to have to cover that up. I don't know. They said that they rescinded her offer. Took back, she went there to sign it, but they took it back because she had dreads. And this is going to be something now.
Yeah.
Because now companies, I bet you, are going to start firing people.
Yep.
Because of their, you know, like something.
But
like,
some
like
people don't hire people like you know. If well,
see, that's the thing.
Dreads.
If you came to me in the interview and I saw you and I know that we don't hire people with dreads, that's something different. I'd have just said, well, you know what? We went with somebody else.
She might not have recognized it the first time that they were dreads. And it depends on how she fixed. She probably had a different style.
No, I don't think you can hide dreads.
Yeah, yes, you can. I mean, it's different styles.
Have locks and still get sew-ins.
She could have had it pulled back in a ponytail, like where it could have looked like.
So, see, dreads though.
She but it wouldn't. It depends on how she had it.
Well, whatever she did, she must not have had it the first time she went. Because right. Why would they give her that job offer if she had dreads and they knew that they wouldn't hire her if she had them? So when she went back to properly sign her paperwork, that's when they saw, oh, my God, you got dreads. We're not going to hire you with dreads, so we take back our offer.
It had to be a good while because it takes a while to really
So people with dreads and other hairstyles and stuff, you know, tattoos, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, you know, you got to think about things before you do it.
That's true.
Because, like, even, like, when my son was considering growing his dreads, that was one of the conversations that I had with him. You're going into the medical field, you know, you want to be a pharmacist, dreads, you know, he doesn't have any tattoos, but that was something that he was talking about. You have to think about that in the business that you're going into.
Yeah,
like, that
true.
Plays a major yeah. part in determining whether that, or not you get
true.
A job.
Yeah.
So I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
I get it though. I cannot. I get it. I understand.
I don't know how I feel about that. Judging somebody because of their hairstyle.
I wouldn't say judging.
You did. You didn't give me a job. You said I was unfit to do this job because I had dreads. Or not me, but she has dreads. That's the same thing. Tanae.
Maybe they were stinking or something. You don't know.
Some people, maybe some people's dreads stinky, are not kept.
Stinky lady.
Some people's dreads are not kept, and they do look kind of, you know, nasty.
Funky.
Yeah, they really
people
do.
People having maggots and spiders growing
okay.
in their
hair. All right, no, Ronnie no, B. No. Tanae, you've got a topic. You've got a topic, and I'm going to lend you the floor.
You're not
going to
mute her?
No.
Okay, so my topic is basically dating men who...
I need you to put a little bit of bass in your voice.
Me. Okay, so dating men who have their, what is it, mama boys.
Dating mama's boys. Mm-hmm. Now tell us about your experience and the reason that you brought this to the table.
Well, a friend of mine went out on a date.
You and him went out on a date. Mm-hmm. I got to translate because you knew.
Okay, anywho, I was going to say a friend, not me, but okay,
look,
fine.
Look, Tanae, we keep it real
I'm
on this show.
I'm talking about you. I'm saying went out on a date.
This is how we see it.
The girl was supposed to be me.
I didn't say she was you.
You said you and him.
No, I said, oh, did I say, well.
Yes, you did.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, anywho, I went on a date with one of my guy friends.
Oh, so it is you.
Okay, yes, it's me. It's me. And basically, he brought his mother.
Okay.
On a date.
Okay.
With me.
Okay.
let that marinate. He brought his mother on a date with Tanae.
We will continue this conversation when we come back. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay right with us. She's a bad man without.
She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's real, she's oh, she's tight.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So Tanae was telling us this story about she went out on a date with a guy and he brought his mama. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, that is a little odd.
It's that odd is because very he odd. Did not tell me.
Let me tell you this. It is nothing.
Lies.
It is what I'm about to say. I don't agree with, but I want to talk, so I'm gonna say it.
Go on, Tanae. Finish your story.
No, go ahead.
It is nothing wrong with a man valuing their mother's opinion. She had to make sure that you was not a crazy person. It's a lot of crazy people, a lot of crazy things that happen on first date. You know? So she was the 911 emergency. Instead of him calling or have the mama call and make up an excuse once he realized how crazy you really was, he had the mama there to have that excuse.
If that's the case, he could have had her sit in the corner.
No.
Nobody put baby in the corner.
No.
But my thing is, I did not even know she would be there.
I mean, did you enjoy the date? What happened? Where did y'all go?
What? Hold on. What man? Now, how old is this guy? 28 years 28. Old, bringing your mammy on a date.
Ooh. You wrong for that.
What grown man brings his mother on a date?
Where did y'all go?
Okay, so we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
She was hungry.
They got carry out.
Right.
She could have ordered, set her tail so, at home, and ordered
did you have
what
your
she
son
should.
With you?
She got
no.
Oh, just you and him. Suppose.
Yeah. Okay, here's my question, Tanae. Did he know it was a date, or did he think it was just an outing?
He asked me to go.
But that's different.
He asked you to go that's out different. To eat. Or did he say, hey, Tanae, I want to take you on a date? Did he say, hey, you want to go to Cheesecake Factory? And you said, sure. And he pulled up with his mom because that's not a date. You know, are you hungry? Do you want to go?
It's still odd, though.
No.
Because isn't this the guy that at the birthday party?
No, this is not him.
Oh, okay.
Told you she got a lot of.
Yeah, but they go everywhere together.
See, that's odd. Something ain't right.
Wait a minute. They don't stay in the same city, though, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how was the day? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a stank face on the whole time? Like, what happened?
I ordered, you know, two drinks.
Only two?
To start.
Very
yes.
good.
I sat down. I took my first drink order. And before he left, I said, hey, go ahead and make my second one. Okay? You know what she said to me?
But you met her before, right?
What did the mother say?
The mother had told me. She said, you drinking?
You should have said, you here?
So I said, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm drinking. Yes,
do you want one?
Yes, I am.
Did she get one?
Well, what did he say? Did he don't drink, do he?
Yeah, he drinks.
Did he get something?
No. Mm-mm. And so I didn't even sit beside him.
You sat beside the mama?
The mother sat beside me.
We sat across from...
No.
Well, when you go on dates, you don't...
What kind of mess is that? No. Now, see, you got a mouth.
That's
I don't understand why you didn't
right
say
there.
Something about that.
Because it was a free meal.
That's a newfangled mess.
Well, then don't you worry about
she
him bringing his mama
to be respectable that day. Mm-hmm. She was learning.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. Something ain't right about it.
Yeah, like...
Same thing. Who does that?
I sat down, she sat down, he sat down.
And he didn't even tell you that he was bringing his mother. She just shows up with him.
Okay, you sat down first.
No.
Who sat down first?
She did.
Okay, and then?
I stood there. Like, okay, you know, this is her table. Let's go to the next one.
Oh, you thought that maybe she's going to,
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. He pulled my chair out beside hers.
And this is not the first time you've met the mother. See, I could see if this was the first outing with the mother. You've met that mother several times, right, if I understand it.
This is my second time.
Oh, the second time meeting
her. Well, the first time I saw her, you know, I asked you, is that his girlfriend? I didn't know that he was there, you know, for you. I didn't know that. I thought they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, that's not the guy.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse, please.
Well, something ain't right about it to me.
Have you talked to him since then?
Something's not right.
No. Mm-mm.
Something. Did he pay or the mother paid?
Honestly, I was so far in my drinks. I don't know.
So you can tell it was a date because he paid. Mm-hmm. See?
But it was like, did you want to take me out with your mother? Or maybe it's like a last minute thing. I'm thinking maybe... You know, she was coming anyway.
Yeah. And they was going out to eat anyway, and he invited you. But you might have took it as a date.
Okay. So if you're going out to eat with your mother, you don't go at night. In my opinion,
to eat with my mama at night.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, if he was just going out with his mom, then why not just go out with your mom? Like, why invite, like, why... bring somebody else. You know what I mean?
But this is not like a new person. So I can understand, hey, so they was going out to eat. So, you know, hey, you want to go to cheat? He might have just left out the part that the mom was coming, but I don't see it being strange.
How do you forget that?
You know, maybe he was just inviting you to their outing.
And Tanae, he might like you a lot, but he wanted to get his mother's opinion.
I could have came
you.
To that date with little nipple tassels, okay? You know what I was going to
say. Okay, what was the conversation? Was it him and her with the conversation, or the three of y'all, or you and him? And she
it
just
went,
a bystander.
It
she
went was him and her, and then occasionally me and him.
Because what is he going to be? How is he going to be? How is he going to be romantical, as Medea say, romantical?
It wasn't.
He invited her to
And maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just that
but
he invited
ask
you.
Ask someone in a text.
Because he know that you like to eat. He know you throws down
okay.
on the food. He knows
out.
This.
He could have got me a to-go plate.
He was thinking about he was considering your feelings. He know you like
plate.
To eat, girl.
At the end of the day, I'm not dating him because he's already seeing
just like
someone.
You said, free meal. You won't turn it down that meal. Good.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Ronnie V. So you're saying that it's not necessarily that he's a mama's boy.
Oh, my God.
Please do not look like that. You look like Caesar.
Do I look like?
Don't do that.
Last time he got me super girl.
That's what she looked like. Yeah, that's what she looked like.
But look, what constitutes then a mama's boy?
A mama's boy is if we're in a relationship, right? Because I ain't looking at you as mama nothing if I ain't got to deal with you on a regular basis. But if we're in a relationship, everything that happens in our relationship, you run into your mama. Or everything that's personal with us.
She knows
she,
it.
Yeah, she all in. Yeah. You run into her and stuff like that. You got to get her opinion. You can't just say, hey, babe, you like this? Well, let me see what my mama. Hold on.
Well, why is
but it's nothing wrong. I'm talking to a mama's boy now. But see, this is the difference between, when I say mama's boy, this is what I mean by him being a mama's. He loves his mom. He talked to her on a regular basis.
But that's not a mama's
boy. No. He says that he's a mama's boy, but she's not in his business. And I think the only difference with that is like,
that
so his mom.
Of.
But that's no, different.
But he has a different lifestyle. So just like he said, I love my mama. I come see her, but she know she kind of out of my house. I'm smoking. I'm drinking. I'm doing this. My mama don't. You know, she
you
in the church
like
and stuff, so
rough.
She ain't coming. But he go see his mama. He takes time out and you know, see his mama, talk to her on a regular basis.
I think that's called
a normal relationship. Make sure that, you know, she need anything, need me to come cut the grass, what you need me to do. You know, but it's like his mama is first. That's what, that's to me, that's what a mama's boy is. No. Like my mom is,
that's
like
that what you described is a man that loves his mama.
That's right. Yeah.
That's not
but,
a mama's
that's
boy.
That's what people call mama's boy.
No, no, there's a difference.
Because of the relationship.
There's a difference.
I'm talking about taking there's a difference. On a date with your mother. Okay?
There's a difference. Now,
I don't think
mama's
it was a
boy.
Today. I think you need to just get
what
over
was
that.
A mama's boy was on that movie with Terrence J and Regina Hall,
which is what she's saying.
That's the mama. He was a mama's boy.
Yes, he
that
was.
That was a mama's boy.
He was. Mm-hmm. He was.
Mm-hmm. Long story short, I'm not dating him because he's already in a relationship with his mother.
Yeah, see, if I were in your shoes, I would think the same thing. Mm-hmm. Although, Tanae, I will tell you this. Maybe you should plan a second date.
She ain't playing the first one.
But I'm just saying, maybe you should ask, you know, him out again and see what happens.
So when first he show up with the mom again, what she
then,
gonna do?
Then
screw
you know.
But don't
know.
Mention, don't bring your mom.
Right. Then you know.
Now if you have another date with him, and when he comes, she's with, I would just say, y'all have fun and go on about my business.
I think... I'm just going to say
well,
what I
feel.
Well, for
one thing, you're not really interested in them. So
I just feel
right
like
there.
You just got invited to a already scheduled dinner. Like, I don't feel like it was a date. I really
you
feel like you're misunderstanding. No.
You just want
no.
to keep
I really
me.
Feel that. I really feel like you misunderstood.
Tanene gets dates. You understand
that? No, Tanene dates all the time.
Ooh.
I'm not questioning that.
Use her mic.
Ooh. I'm not questioning Ooh. That. Because my daughter tells me you bribe her with food and stuff all the time to babysit.
I don't have to bribe your daughter with food.
She be ready to come though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I will say this, Tanae. I do think that you should have one eye up. You know,
besides the one that's already up.
I think that you should ask him out again to see.
I didn't ask him out the first time.
But I'm saying to go out with him.
But you just looked at me crazy when I said that. I wasn't being funny when I said that.
To go out with him again to see if he brings his mother. If he does bring his mother, then you know what? This is, you know.
Okay, but what if he don't that time and then tomorrow he do?
I think if you're interested in him anyway, it doesn't matter. Don't deal with him.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't think
you're
interested in him like that anyway.
That's true.
You just
too.
Went and got you some free drinks and some cheesecake, girl.
Now, if he had said, you know what, me and my mom are going out to Cheesecake Factory, you want to come? See, that's something different.
Right.
That's something different. But to act like I'm asking you
out. So he called
you
and said what was his exact words? Do not ad lib.
He text.
So, but I'm going to read the text how it went.
What you doing today?
I don't think he said that. I don't think he sounded like that at all.
Well, he was like, what you doing today? And I was like, oh, nothing, just chilling, whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know what you like, Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, little eyes, like, yeah, So he was like, you know, how about I take you out tonight?
Oh.
So I said,
mm-hmm.
What should I wear?
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, y'all already knew you were going to a Cheesecake Factory. Why would you ask him what
but
you
But meaning, what's he, up afterward?
The thing is, he could be casually going. We can casually go tonight, or we can go, you know, full out. He was like, you can dress how you want. I said, okay. So if I came with some tennis shoes, he said, no, don't do that. He said, I'm going to be like casually, you know, a nice shirt. Some jeans.
Now that's when he could have segmented and said, "And my mama."
And my mama gonna wear a purple sweater and her blue dress.
That's exactly when he could have segmented
so
and
I said
that.
Okay, so
you see that? God. That sounds like a date.
I'm like, so okay, you know, I'll dress up, but not too much. He was like, "Yeah, you don't have to wear heels or anything, but you know."
I need to see the text.
So then I sent back the little eyes. You know, I like to see.
You real nosy. Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, then what time? He was like, around 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He was like, did you need me to pick you up? And you know me. You know, Ronnie V told me. Always
oh,
drive,
yeah, drive your
that's
car.
That's right, drive your own
drive
stuff.
Your car, mm-hmm.
I said, no, it's fine. I said, I can meet you out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then I put the little smiling faces with the blush. And you know what he sent back?
A kiss.
A picture of a grandma.
I wish he would have did.
What did he send back?
A purple pickle. No, I'm just kidding. He sent back the eggplant emoji.
You know what?
No, I'm just kidding. He sent back the little cheesy faces with the kissy face.
See.
Well, did you get your kiss?
So I think
over?
The cheese was for me and the kiss for his mama.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Because the kiss is going the other way. So she could have been on the side of the phone looking.
This might be a red flag. I do think you should go out with him one more time to see.
Leave it alone.
I do think you should.
Leave it alone.
I think you should one more time.
I don't
want to
be on the news. Okay.
You should go out with him one more time and I'm going to be there because I want a free meal. Okay. Let's see how he feel about a third wheel because he going to pay.
Yeah, I did feel like I was a
third
wheel.
When are we going? What, tonight?
You hungry?
Yeah, I'm always hungry.
I'm ready to go now.
Well, that is all the time we have for tonight. We thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.
Bye for now.
She's a bad man with a just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man with a just as fine as she can be. Her body measurements are perfect. In every dimension, she's got a figure that's shown up get attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy.